Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Picture the scene with me. It's from C.S. Lewis's Prince Caspian. The four children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, are traveling in unknown places, trying to get their bearings. Basically, they're lost. But Lucy keeps seeing Aslan when no one else does. They think she's making it up, or maybe she's crazy. Nevertheless, Lucy is one who gets messages and directions from Aslan. In fact, Lucy and Aslan are friends. It seems she's nurtured the ability to see what others don't. Incidentally, this ability opens the whole universe to her imagination and her life purpose. So if you were to choose one of the four children from this famous, dearly loved series, who would you choose? Perhaps you like Peter, who becomes High King. Could be you migrate towards Susan, who becomes a queen. Then there's Edmund, who is the rebel of the siblings, but figures some things out and also becomes a king. But uniquely, there's Lucy, who seems to have a special relationship with Aslan. She also seems to know what's best to do or not do. Regardless who you pick of the four children, don't you just admire the simple faith Lucy lives with? Here's a bullet list of some of the things that are very unique to Lucy. She thinks of possibilities rather than barriers. When Lucy is discouraged, sometimes filled with questions and frustrations, she turns to Aslan for answers. Have you noticed how often she encourages those around her? Her childlike approach to each day, every problem, and looming threats seems to open doors and new paths through or around obstacles. Lucy is not afraid to express joy or affection. Childlike acceptance cues her up to eagerly expect purpose in life, whatever happens. She is thankful. And finally, it's Lucy who is given the vial that heals people who are injured or afflicted. What enables someone to see what others don't? Perhaps it's experience, maybe it's instinct, or an insightful sensitivity to surroundings. I suppose it could be an alertness to the big picture. Some might say it's luck. However, it likely involves a certain skill set. But more than anything else, being able to see what others don't involves faith from an open mind and a tender heart. Do you know someone who is able to see what others don't? What do you like about that person? What do you think makes them that way? Interestingly, Lucy still becomes discouraged, frustrated, even angry. Similarly, she's deeply hurt when she's slighted, mocked, or slandered. Furthermore, Lucy is distraught when bad things happen that could have been avoided. She's a very real person. And she has the remarkable ability to live with hope. Subsequently, it's almost always Lucy who is ready to go forward in the new direction that was just revealed. Her ability to see hope holds her steady, and her sincere love for Aslan keeps her heart tender, kind, and good. She knows how to think for herself, and this ability keeps her in a good place when making decisions. So, what does Lucy see, even in her difficulties? How does she always pull a fresh, inviting perspective from troubles? And when she's discouraged, how does she flip back into hope? Incidentally, what kind of energy makes her so positive, kind, yet full of adventure? She sees Aslan. That's what. She sees what others don't, and she relates to Aslan as though he's all the following things. First of all, close, though not seen. Second, intimately involved, though not discernible. Third, wise, though not always understandable. Fourth, good, though sometimes only seen later. And finally, that he's kind, though not always credited as such. Lucy sees Aslan with the eyes of faith. Well, I suppose we could list all kinds of things when we explore what does it take to have that kind of perspective. Some qualities would definitely influence the ability to see what others don't. Nevertheless, none of those things alone would be what it takes to see what others don't. Scripture has something to say about this. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." So to see what others don't means embracing faith. Interestingly, this verse gives two fresh ideas about being able to see what others don't. First, it mentions confidence in what you hope for. A dictionary offers ideas like this when you talk about confidence. 1. Full trust. 2. Belief in power, trustworthiness, or reliability of a person or thing. And then 3. Belief in oneself or one's powers or abilities. Self-confidence. Self-reliance. Obviously, confidence is one of those qualities that doesn't have physical characteristics, yet it shows up in a person's physical characteristics as they function inside confidence. The second thing that we're going to talk about is assurance in what you do not see. A dictionary offers definitions like 1. A positive declaration intended to give confidence. 2. A promise or pledge. And 3, guarantee or surety. Let's take a look at those definitions and start to plug them into life scenarios. First, let's talk about confidence. Having full trust is an extreme position to take. And from my experience, there's precious little in our broken world to put full trust in. Perhaps you can really trust in a person or a bank. Maybe a medical doctor. But really? There's not much you can put full trust in. The second definition is belief in power, trustworthiness, or reliability of a person or thing. What does that look like? What is that? Maybe it's your car, a big rig or a tractor, possibly your house, unless you live over an earthquake fault or in a flood zone. Maybe a parent. Your country, a medical cure to a disease. Basically, trustworthy, reliable people and things are rare. The third definition for confidence was belief in oneself or one's powers or abilities, self-confidence, self-reliance. The older and more experienced I get, the less I put full belief in myself, my power, or my abilities. I've learned life requires confidence and reliance in God through daily experiences. Consequently, this approach then builds self-confidence and self-reliance. So in conclusion, to see like Lucy means having full trust, belief in God's power, trustworthiness, and reliability, plus commitment to grow in personal confidence through faith and obedience. Then one day, you realize you can see some things others don't. All right, the second word that we mentioned before was assurance. There were some definitions for that as well, so let's start going through those. First of all, there are some institutions, organizations, ministries, and even individuals that can provide a positive declaration intended to give confidence. But this is getting rare. The second definition, a promise or a pledge. You've likely experienced a broken promise, an insincere pledge. Whether a friend betrays you, a marriage partner dumps you, or even a family member maligns you, thankfully, there are still some people you can trust their promise. Still, it's getting more rare to find them. The third was guarantee or surety. Outside certain businesses or institutions whose sole purpose is to provide guarantee or surety, even this is getting rare. So in conclusion, to see like Lucy really means trusting God's positive declarations to give you confidence, believing His promises and pledges, and knowing His guarantee and surety are the guaranteed sure things. This well-placed faith gives you assurance. And then, one day, you realize you can see some things others don't. So what are we saying here? Faith is the critical piece that you and I must provide. And you can, since God designed you to live by faith. Subsequently, put faith in God, the only guarantor of what matters in life. It really boils down to, will you trust God with your entire life? Or will you let go of everything and hold on to Jesus? Or even further, will you let Him open your eyes to see what others don't? As Susan once asked before she met Aslan, "Is he quite safe?" Mr. Beaver aptly replies, "Course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you." He's pretty confident and has absolute assurance in a good king. So how should you think? What should you do? And what is your portion? Do what Lucy does with Aslan. Focus on God's goodness and pure heart toward you. His view of your life is impeccably positive, with options only He can provide. His love for you is dependable. Essentially, His plans for you are to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So no matter what happens, be thankful, for this is God's will for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We talked about what is your portion and my portion. What is God's portion? As Aslan famously said, "Once a king or queen in Narnia, always a king or queen." That is God's intention toward you. To prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Here are some application thoughts and questions. First, how could you be more like Lucy? Number two, do you believe God is good with pure intentions towards you? Three, do you trust Him with absolute confidence and assurance by faith? And number four, what needs to change in you to see yourself as always a king or queen in God's kingdom? Now, I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article, as we just mentioned. Also, visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.